As I mentioned, it's a big show. Our buddy Bake is with us, but we have Tito Ortiz and Liam McGeary. They're here to talk about the big Bellator Dynamite bout. It's not just theirs. They are, of course, you know, the top event there. They are the headliner, and that'll be on September 19th down in San Jose. And let's start off with some introductions. And believe it or not, Tito, there are some people who maybe don't know you. So just in a thumbnail sketch, who is Tito Ortiz?
Huh, how much time we got here? Of course, I've been fighting for 18 years. I don't know. God, it's been 18 years. Started out at the UFC and now compete with Bellator MMA. A former UFC light heavyweight world champion and soon to be future Bellator light heavyweight world champion. Of course, a lot of people probably see me on The Apprentice with Donald Trump, Celebrity Apprentice. I've traveled Iraq 6 different times. I do a lot of things, a lot of places, got my fingers in everything.
I did see you on The Celebrity Apprentice, by the way. We'll bring that up a little bit. But speaking of light heavyweight champs, we actually have the champ in here right now. He's from England. He is Liam McGeary. He's got his belt. Liam, you're the champion, and you're from England. That's all we know. What else should we know about you real quick?
I traveled around a little bit. I worked a lot. I haven't been in the fight game for as long as Tito.
What did you do?
I was in construction. So I was always working, traveling around England. I lived in a little island called Jersey in between England and France for 10
Channel
years.
Channel Islands. Yeah.
That's right, yeah. I just like to fight.
And John Baker is here with us as well. And John, I know for you, there's no one I can think of that knows more about MMA, but would be more thrilled to sit in between these two gentlemen right now.
Yeah, I'm happy they're not angry with each other right now because, you know, large humans. That are professional at hitting people in the face. You know, it was fun for me to go home last night finding out that these guys were going to be in. I got to watch some of Tito's fights again that I'd seen when they happened and being able to watch them again and then watch a bunch of Liam's fight as well. You know, it's crazy thinking about Tito's history and then, you know, looking at Liam's history of violence. You know, Tito always seems to fight guys at the top of the food chain, I mean, his whole career, and he's, you know, he's following suit, following form. And he's got another one, you know, somebody's finished, everybody's fought, crazy submissions off of his back, one punch knockouts. You know, I hear that and it freaks me out, right? And I think that Tito hears that and he goes, well, that's, you know, it's just.
That's what I do.
Yeah, right.
I fight. I don't want to fight guys that I'm not going to walk over. And this situation happened and was presented to me before this fight. You know, I had an opportunity to fight Ken Shamrock again. Why would I want to do that? Or Kimbo? Why would I want to do that? You know. Frank Shamrock. Why would I want to do that? It's guaranteed money. Yeah, it's a guaranteed win, but I want to challenge myself. I'm going to challenge myself as a human, challenge myself as an athlete, and Liam's the best in the business right now. You know, he's the best at 205 pounds, and I've watched him fight, and, you know, everyone's beatable, and everyone loves, of course, here in the United States, a comeback story. And after 18 years of surgeries I've been through, this comeback story is going to be the truth, it's going to happen.
So you see yourself as the underdog here, being that he is the title holder.
100%. I love being the underdog. I've been the underdog so many times throughout my career. And I love to prove my fans right and prove other people that don't believe in me wrong. And you know, I like Liam. A lot of guys who I've fought, I disliked. And my last fight I had against Stephen Bonner, I think my anger got the best of me. And I fought with just heart and anger. And it was sloppy. I watched the fight. I just laugh. I just feels like that's not the way I normally fight. But with this one, I think it's more technical and more calculated of everything I got to do to get my hand raised.
Now, Liam, mixed martial arts, obviously, you can choose. Is there a discipline that's maybe your favorite one, what you're best at, and maybe one that you need to work on?
I definitely think I need to work on the wrestling. That's one of them. But jiu-jitsu and striking, you know, they're both my favorite. I don't mind being on the floor or on my feet, so I haven't really got a favorite out of those two.
Well, and John mentioned the submissions. You have the record for the most submission attempts in a fight with 11. And how can you get a submission attempt while you're laying on your back? That's the one thing I want to know.
They come from everywhere, man. Everywhere.
Bake, can you explain?
Well, what blew me away, I'd never really seen the game out of like being on the bottom in side control. And like the ability to find submissions out of that spot, you know. And I think that, I mean, Tito, you did submission grappling in Abu Dhabi, didn't you?
Yes, yeah. I did. So, I took third in the world there.
Yeah, so he's been in professional tournaments, obviously, where that's the only discipline. But, you know, it's, you know, the more you watch MMA and the more you watch the game evolve, it's just crazy how new techniques seem to kind of spring out of nowhere. And it's the next different thing. Like, you know, you think about when all of a sudden Lyoto Machida came in and he was, you know, he's the karate fighter and he's taking different distance and different angles. And we have somebody sitting next to us that's fought that guy at his best as well. But do you think, like, what you said, the wrestling, right? Now, when you focus on wrestling or fighting somebody like Tito, is your wrestling focused on stopping a takedown or is it focused on getting back up?
I think a bit of both, stopping the takedown and getting back up, you know. I mean, Tito's a big lad. He's shown in a lot of his fights he's heavy on top. He likes to do the takedown. He likes the double leg. I think I just have to just work just to try and stop it, just slow it down a little bit. I'll just do whatever I do, you know, is take down defense, or if I have to fight off my back, I fight off my back.
Rick Tittle here with John Baker, Tito Ortiz, and Liam McGeary. And Tito, you mentioned how long you've been in the fight game, and, you know, they always say youth is wasted on the young. As you get older, you figure everything out, but maybe now your body can't do it. So when you watch now and you're so much more wise out how to win a fight, can your body still do all the things that your brain is telling it to do?
Yeah, actually, thank God for the surgeon I've had. You know, I've had back surgery. I've had two neck surgeries. I've had two ACLs done. I am the million-dollar man. I've had everything redone and put back together, and it's sticking, it's staying. My timing's fine. Everything is where I want to be. I feel strong, but I think it's just the psychological side of it. It has a big part of it. I mean, for the fight game in general, you know, I went through a really bad relationship. I was in a horrible business where the boss was always on my butt. There were just so much things that just made me not want to do it anymore. And now that, you know, I kind of had a regeneration of my mind, my body, this is fun. I like it. It's great to get in the gym and train. I mean, this morning I got up and had wrestling practice. It's just at my body being, I just turned 40. I'm doing it for us older folk, you know.
Can you, at this point when you train, is it more just keeping your technique down, or are you learning anything new at this point?
Oh, I'm learning new stuff, yes. I mean, especially the submission, you know, submission defense, submission offense. You know, I've been doing jiu-jitsu since 97. I've never been a person that likes to be on my back, but if I have to, I can and I'm willing to do it. I like to be the dominant person. You know, it seems like the dominant person who's on top to cause the most amount of damage in the shortest amount of time. Usually the one who wins, and I'm vicious. I'm like a shark, man. I don't stop moving, and I attack, and I attack, and I attack. And for this fight, it'll be five-minute rounds, and I got to put my work in. And, you know, I'm 3 months out from it, and I'm already in great shape. I just got to make sure I just keep it at a perfect level.
Mm-hmm. One more question before the break. And just as a scout team, defense in football or offense will run what you're going to look. Is there someone being Liam doing the things that, you know, trying to mimic what he's does so you can get used to that?
Yeah, actually, I got like three or four guys who are exactly the same height. I mean, Liam's 6'6". I mean, he's a big guy, really big guy. And I got guys the same size, guys who I wrestle with, guys who have jiu-jitsu, striking. But, I mean, I'm kind of intimidated by his ground game. You know, I'm not a person, I don't think I'm going to really rush in trying to get a takedown. I'm confident in my striking skills. Mm-hmm. You know, striking with Ferdiusz Werdun over the last couple of months, you know, we've been doing really well. And Verdun's a big guy also. He just won the heavyweight world title in UFC, beating Cain Velasquez. I'm confident.
But
I'm very
of course,
confident.
This could be a ruse. That's exactly what you're going to do.
I'm very confident. I wouldn't have took this fight.
It's going to be a good
exactly. Wow. We're going to take a quick break. Good stuff. Tito Ortiz and Liam McGeary in studio. Rick Tittle alongside John Baker. Come on back.